This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Mark Bergen. The Missouri House has passed a $1.2 billion bonding initiative that would finance construction and repairs at public buildings across the state. The House's 136-23 vote sends the measure to the Senate. But with only 1 week remaining in the legislative session, the proposed constitutional amendment appears unlikely to win final approval. If it did, the measure would go before voters in 2014. Supporters cite a backlog of building needs at state facilities and note that low interest rates make this a good time to borrow money. More than 100,000 low-income seniors and disabled residents who live in rental housing could lose a tax break under a bill given final approval by Missouri lawmakers. The bill passed earlier today would eliminate a tax break of up to $750 annually for individuals and redirect the nearly $57 million of savings to existing state programs. But Governor Jay Nixon has said he will sign the bill only if it's part of a broad-based overhaul of Missouri's tax credit programs. So far, that has not occurred. A separate bill revamping other tax credits is still being negotiated by lawmakers and faces an uncertain fate before the session ends May 17th. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has announced $150 million funding to help Americans enroll in the new online health marketplace. The money is available for community health centers nationwide to hire and train employees who would educate the public about their insurance options in the marketplace, which is set to open for enrollment on October 1st. HHS has allocated about $3 million in funding for Missouri's health centers for the training. Health Resources and Services Administrator Mary Wakefield says health centers are usually located in areas where many of the uninsured population reside.
It's very important for them to be focusing their efforts on outreaching information and enrolling people in their communities that may not be patients, but that are living right in the neighborhoods where these community health centers are based.
These centers serve 1 in 7 uninsured patients nationwide. 23 health centers in Missouri are eligible to apply for the $3 million allocated for the state. The money comes from the funding allocated in the Affordable Care Act to improve community health centers. Missouri lawmakers have voted to mandate another health screening for newborn babies. Legislators gave final approval yesterday to a measure that will require infants to be screened for critical congenital heart disease within 48 hours of birth or before they are discharged from hospitals. The new mandate would begin for babies born in Missouri in 2014. The bill now goes to Governor Jay Nixon. For KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen.